Kai Havertz, man, I'm disappointed that he scored that goal. You
bro, after the pussy old, so hey, after the yeah, nah, 100.
So you're missing the easy ones, yeah.
Nah, 100.
Fucking pussy old, bro. And now you want to take the limelight like you're the big man, yeah?
I'm taking
fucking
it.
Come
bro.
On, Harlan,
we sang his name, man. We backed him after that. Childish. We backed him after that. And
score the easy ones, bro.
It's calm.
Do you know what I mean? If you lose that game, he's getting bullied online again. And we don't condone that here on the Bench Podcast, of course. We don't. But, bro, don't run away as knee slide.
Bro, it's the biggest game.
A knee slide. Nigga knee sliding now. Like he's the man.
I agree.
Like he didn't pass up the opportunity to score earlier.
I agree.
When it mattered.
If he hadn't scored that,
it's delirium in the stadium. It's 4-5-1 now. It's delirium.
What was it?
Stadium.
You know the players when they do this?
Oh, when they apologize. Yeah. Nah, yeah. It's calm.
Nigga run off celebrating like he's a man.
He's already
like
had
possible
goal and assist. Childish. Check the fantasy league. He's already mashed work today. Childish. Biggest game of the year, Man City fam. Yeah. It's calm. And it's a great finish as well.
It's a good finish. You can finish when it's 3-1 or it's 4-1, can't you, mate? When it counts, you're passing it.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bench Podcast, man. Another day, another dollar, another week of the beautiful game has unfolded, man, and been written into the blood clot history books, man. And I tell you what, man, it's a historic one, isn't it, Charles?
I'm gonna try and preserve. I've tried to preserve what left of my voice I have for this pod, man. Hmm. You guys gotta hear me talk my ish, bro.
Yeah. Charles, go again, my friend.
What am I on?
Yeah. Wait, say it again.
Are we testing? Are we testing
there
live?
There you go. There
we're testing live
go.
On air.
There you go. I thought you were up just now.
Tell me up, Bob. These people gotta hear me, man. My voice is suffering, man.
Ain't it work? Because you're
what a game.
North London it forever, yeah?
What a game, yeah, man. Shout out my guy that knows a guy.
Yeah, it's got the inside scoop.
Got me a little ticket to the game today, man. Had to do it, man. Biggest game of the year so far.
Yeah, for real.
And yeah, probably our biggest result. I think that's my favourite game of the year, man. I'd say other than Aston Villa away, we won 2-0. I think this was definitely my favourite game of the year, man.
Yeah, bro, rightly so as well.
Bullying. Yeah, bullying like that.
Yeah, you actually did bully them, unfortunately for them. Cengi is on the way. He's in the sat-nav.
He's somewhere.
Yeah. He's somewhere, bro.
He's somewhere.
He's doing something. Come he's on the man. Way. But in the meantime, we have a crowd favourite, I'm going to call it. Man, like, producer T.
It gets deeper and deeper.
Introduction, lads. Appreciate it.
Sweet and nah, T, we need to get you a permanent mic, man. We actually do.
There's a...
Nah, just come up for special episodes like this.
Yeah man.
That is true.
Come on, bro.
That is very true. Well, I guess, man, there's only one place for us to start. I'm going to be surrounded by North London forever today when Cengi gets here as well. Arsenal 5, Manchester City 1.
Say that again.
Manchester City 1, Arsenal 5. Arsenal 5, Manchester City 1.
Five.
Who would have thought it? Charles, let's paint the picture. This morning we were on the radio and you were saying, rightly so, bro. It's a big game. You felt a bit nervous about it. And then at the end of the day, it turned out to be 5-1, bro. I'll be honest. Didn't see that coming. Nah. I knew City, we did say City are a bit Jekyll and Hyde at the moment. And they could, depending on what City could turn up. But, bro, even if they were going to lose, didn't expect them to lose like this.
Not like this.
Childish for Manchester City.
Obviously, City in the last couple of games, like they've picked up a little bit of form. I see Foden, he scored like 4-4. I think Haaland scored again. They got Marmoush in. They beat Chelsea last week, even though Chelsea kind of gifted some of the goals to them. So, yeah, they was looking like, all right, cool. You know, Oscar Bob's coming back. They bought another centre-back. Like, they've gone out and done business in January. He's thinking, okay, maybe they're trying to respond to the bad start to the season that they've been having. And, yeah, maybe, you know, in a big game like this where...
There's an opportunity, right?
There's an opportunity to try and... Arsenal being second in the league to try and claw your way back to them. There were 6 points behind us at the beginning of play today, obviously 9 points now. But yeah, it was an opportunity to reel Arsenal back in and at least try salvage second in the league. I think the league obviously is gone for Man City now. I think it had been gone already, to be honest. I don't think it hinged on the game today.
But you know what?
This was an opportunity to bring them back into second and try to salvage the season for them.
If this is a lesson, guys, this is what a good credit score will do for you. Because if you are 15 points adrift from the league, if they win today, I'm sure the fan bases, not even just an Arsenal fan base, every fan base in the Premier League would have gone, They could put a run together, you know.
Do you get
they
me?
Could put a run together, and if this happens and that happens, they generally could find see themselves back in
when
there.
You have good credit, like Bob saying, but yeah, pay them phone bills on time.
Make sure your direct debits are set up properly, because boy, you will get that kind of credit if you are Manchester City, bro. But they did not answer the call. Let's start off with the first goal, fam. I think this was a sign of things to come for Manchester City.
Yeah,
I know the confidence is kind of on the floor at the moment, but boy, oh boy, when that's Akanji's first touch of the game, by the way.
Class,
and
man.
Also, I think John Stones was. I guess, in a confidence city, that's a great pass, because Akanji first touch, round the corner, we're off, we're out. Mm-hmm. But boy, oh boy, I think that's evidence of where they're at the moment, right?
Akanji's just not really confident. I mean, like, maybe it stems from the keeper, because I think if they had Edison in goal, I feel like they'd be a little bit more calm within the back line. They might have been able to progress the ball up the pitch a little bit easier.
Yeah.
But yeah, they struggled, and I think it's I think part of the credit you have to give is to our press. I think we've got one of the best presses in the league.
Mm.
So I feel like, on top of the fact that they weren't really good with playing out from the back, you saw against Chelsea in the opening moments.
Which
of that
is
game
like you
as
don't
well.
Really pin on Man City.
Nothing that you associate with a Man City team. Yeah. Like, I don't know what's going on.
And Guardiola team, to be honest.
Trust me, I don't know what's going on, why they can't score, what's going on further up the pitch. But at the back, if you're not even progressing it, like, there's some serious issues.
Yeah,
so yeah, we're a very, very good pressing team. Like, with Havertz, with Odegaard, like, they lead our press very well. And yeah, we managed to, obviously, you got Rice and Partey sneaking in case the ball goes through the middle.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's how we managed to get the ball, man. We managed to get the ball back, high press, and then punish them, man. Punish them.
Havertz
puts it on a plate there for Odegaard.
He does put it on a plate.
Shout out Thierry Henry for putting the battery in Odegaard's back. He told him that, oh, Odegaard's not really running these big games and that anymore. Ready? 1-0, number 8.
Yeah.
So Thierry, my boy, thank you very much.
I feel like I will side with Gary Neville, though, because Gary Neville made a point in commentary. Obviously, you were at the game, so you didn't hear Gary Neville. But he did say maybe it's a reflection of where Havertz's confidence is at, because he didn't want that at all. And I feel like he passed it to Odegaard to double down on the goal, whereas a confident player probably would have struck it and just scored from that position, right? Is that a fair assessment? I personally think that's a fair assessment, because his confidence has been low. But That's picking at it, but I wouldn't
do you know what, I wouldn't mind if it wasn't said by anybody other than Gary Neville.
Yeah.
Because he can't credit us, bro. Like, without him,
back you to win the league, though.
Bro, without him actually saying it, yeah, forget all of that.
He did.
Without
him, I'm back in Arsenal.
And then everything else that he says is complete. Like, without him actually saying it, like, we know it's bait. He's got a lot of hate in his heart for Arsenal.
Yeah, probably.
Do you understand? So anything that he can look at, any kind of angle that he can kind of work to try and criticise us, like he has been doing in the press recently.
True.
This last week, over the whole thing with the Wolves incident, he will do so.
He went a bit extra on that still.
If it weren't from anybody else but him, I might hear it on the Havertz thing. But
I hear it, man.
It was the right thing to do there, to just drop it to Odegaard so he has a tap in and make sure we go 1-0 up in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, I think, for example, if that was like a Saka or like a super confident player, a Salah, a Haaland, even,
you might be a bit greedy with it.
Yeah. So I do like, I know he's a hater, of course. Like, we're saying he's a hater, we're accusing you of hating, Mr. Gary Neville. But I do hear it, because I think
we're accusing.
Yeah,
we know, Bob. We know. We're accusing
you of the hater, Rush.
We're accusing nothing.
I think that kind of backed his evidence was the chance that he had in it, the Havertz chance we had, where in the first half, after you guys scored the goal, it kind of went back to kind of reminiscent of the game at the Etihad, where Arsenal kind of sat in, was really great on the press, but hard to break down. And then you guys had that chance.
I was all celebrating, bro.
Yeah.
I do celebrated
which
already.
Which makes sense, bro. Like, the plan worked again.
Honestly, like, when we'd got the ball back, and it got to him and he turned and, like, he'd sized up the situation, bro, it felt like time stopped.
Yeah.
It felt like he was there for like a good 10, 15 seconds. Like, it just felt like he had so much time to be able to pick what he wanted to do. There were two corners, big gaps, two corners. You can roll it in, or you can put it across the keeper into the bottom corner, which he tried to do, and he just dragged it.
I was like, oh my God. And you know what?
God.
The thing is, well,
I turned around. I done a 360 in the stands.
My Michael Jackson in the stadium.
I did in the stands, bro. I turned around. I was like, oh my God.
My only
God.
Thing is, and he hit it as well. He didn't just place it, he hit it. And that's the, I guess that's the thing that kind of takes it past the post, isn't it? Because he really did drag it. But anyway, went to halftime. Obviously, 0-0 kind of games in the balance. I think it's fair to say City came back into the game a bit after they found their feet settled a bit. Didn't really threaten too much, though.
Yeah, I wasn't, you know, in the first half, obviously, after we got the goal, it wasn't down to us like cutting through them like we did do in the second half, which was our, which was what I was very happy with. The fact that we started to get it and started to like play passes through them and really cut through them in the second half.
Yeah.
In the first half, I weren't seeing that and I was getting a bit annoyed. I was like, okay, we're getting the ball. And when we get it and when we have little bits of possession, it's cool, but it's very sideways, sideways. It's very safe. Like there's no risk.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah,
and then
I'm glad you said that. Yeah.
We kind of sat off
a
little bit, invited some pressure from them. And yeah, like they had the one header from the corner that hit the bar. Good save from Raya. They had another volley that Raya had to make a little save. So like we were under the cosh a little bit in the first half.
Yeah.
I wanted us to come out in the second half and like try and play through them and try and be a bit more brave, because I was getting a bit annoyed in the first half. Like we didn't really show a lot of bravery.
I respect that, Charles. We went one nil up. That's true. I think that's true. Yeah.
It was like, okay, we went 1-0 up and it come like we were happy with that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But you want the momentum to shift for you guys to go, all right, cool, 1-0. And what, bruv? Yeah, we're going to hit you again and we're going to hit you again.
We actually...
But you kind of retreated a bit. Yeah,
we actually did need Haaland to equalise
for
us to actually wake up and have and just input that little bit more urgency that you need in these big games sometimes.
Yeah, for real. And I guess I want to say on Manchester City, credit to them because they did find a way back into the game, I guess. It was a good goal, man. Great header by Haaland.
Yeah, it was a good little move. It was a good little move. There was like one or two passes before that where... when they would get closer to our area and try and play those little intricate passes, like we'd snuff them out.
Mm.
And then there was one, two passes before the goal where it was like, oh, we gave them a little bit too much time, a little bit too much of an opportunity to turn and find a pass and look for another player. And yeah, it ended in a goal. It was really annoying at that
Savinho
point.
Savinho is one of those players, isn't it, man? He just flashes up a little. Like, I've not seen like streaks and bags of stuff from him, maybe because City haven't been great. But when he does do something, you go,
moment here.
You see,
something there.
It's great ball, man. Great header as well.
Him and Marmoush was looking dangerous first half. I can't lie to you.
Yeah. Marmoush, he does look like a good player. There was one move where he done where he was coming out on the left, and I think obviously he was going one-on-one with Timber.
Someone
came over to back him, and he done that classic winger thing where he, outside the foot,
and
shifts
he went
it back
the
into
them.
The... I thought, okay. Give this guy some time. He might be a really impactful player for Manchester City. But let's move on then, because, bro, I feel like... this is where I feel like the game shifted. Obviously, like you said, they needed a goal. You needed a goal, really, to kind of like be like, all right, cool, let's go again. And I'll be honest, man, I got the feeling, you were in the stadium, so you'll be able to tell me if it's different, Charles. I got the feeling in the stadium that it went, oh no. And then you scored the quick goal, and then it relifted the stadium, and that feeling went straight away.
I think, the vibes at the beginning of the game, after the first goal, for most of the first half, even though we didn't have a lot of the ball, it was quite electric.
Yeah.
And then towards like the back end of the first half, it was like, okay.
Being
like,
tugged out.
We're a bit under the cosh here. Like, we need half time. And then, it carried on for like another 5-10 minutes until they got the goal in the second half.
Yeah.
And then, we felt like... I was in the lower end of the North Bank, and that end is typically like quite loud. Like we're singing a lot, do you know what I mean? So it was from our side, we were quite defiant. We were still trying to sing and still trying to cheer our team on. But it did feel like...
it felt like that, oh no, moment. It felt like that.
Briefly.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like when they scored, it felt like
left. It could go left.
And then guess who has something to say about that, mate?
Party.
They said he weren't allowed in Spain.
He went and he played right back.
and he comes out with an equalizer.
But bro, do you know what? Like the good thing about the goal, two things. One, it was like, raw, we had a shot from outside the box.
Yeah.
Again, it was one of them ones where City were trying to progress the ball.
And then Partey
Bare times in the second half. I think Partey was one of the men of
the
match
for
me. I can't lie.
I think if he didn't have the thing hanging over him,
he didn't have the thing.
Yeah, yeah. I think he'd have a lot more praise.
He'd have a lot
more
respect. Yeah,
because before he had
100.
That, everyone was like, "Yo, this guy's cold."
And then he had the mad team.
Yeah.
So, and then he can't go to Spain.
Yeah,
and it's all great.
it's crazy. Someone at your club is da-da-da-da. But I think the way Foden gives the ball away, it's just so cheap, man, isn't it?
Oi, where was he? Dragged on 70 minutes.
So cheap from
bro,
Foden.
I was surprised that we actually had shots from outside the box. Mm. But maybe that owed to the fact that the keeper was pants, bro. Ortega, dead.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, we actually lit off a couple shots. And the timing as well, the timing of Partey's goal, because it come literally like 2-3 minutes.
That was key, I think.
After Haaland's goal, it kind of like, it gave everyone a sigh of relief, like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
do you know what?
Maybe we are.
It can be our day today. It can be our day. And then after that, whoosh. It was like, what's going on?
Yeah. And I think, and it had the opposite effect on City. City went, this ain't our day today. Because we've started rubbish. We've not scored, and the moment we score, we give the ball away and they score against.
And in that first half.
And the way it goes in and stuff, like deflects and that, you just go, oh, we're rubbish, man.
When they was on top in the first half, they had a couple opportunities. Like I said, they hit the bar, they had a little volley. And like, normally one of those things might go in for City and it weren't. So, yeah, man, I'm glad it weren't you lot's day. And look, I've been the last one. Because you know Haaland was dropping all this stay humble stuff.
Stay humble,
And it was irritating Arsenal fans for the longest. And they were dropping it. City were losing all these games. And we was all, Haaland, you wank. Oh, yeah, stay humble, eh? Yeah. We were singing Haaland.
There's a lot of beef from there
today. We were singing Haaland's name bears in the North Bank today. Yeah, bears, bro. I've got videos. I'll show you lot after. We were singing his name.
I hear it.
Bears. I didn't want it to just end up being pie on our face. Because Arsenal fans have been, yo, Haaland, stay humble, eh? Stay humble. Oh, City are losing again.
You've been rubbing it, man.
And I'm like, all right, cool. But we still got to play these lot. Do you know what I mean? And he even scored today. Do you know what I mean? It could have gone left. And we're doing, stay humble. And then, boom, look what they've done. They've ruined our title. So now there's 5-1.
Yeah.
Stay humble, eh? Wanker.
Fair. You know what I mean? He did score a good goal.
Wanker.
He did score. But yeah, I guess the rest of the team let him down in a sense.
Tosser.
Let's talk about the rest of the game, man. And obviously the guy who gets the next goal. Let's talk about Mr. Miles Lewis Skelly.
We'll talk about the youngest boss, man.
Yes, man.
The big boy.
Yeah.
Youngest.
Can't lie, he's a good player, isn't he, lads?
Fam.
He's a good player, man. Obviously,
you know the year 9, just chilling with the year 11s
at
school. Oh, the youngest boss, man.
Yeah. And you know, the year 11s actually rate him as well. Yeah. He's not just someone's brother.
He can kick ball.
Yeah. He's actually kind of cool. Yeah. So we actually respect him.
I see him in his year, he draw one T-Gallon. Okay, he's the man. He's got the juice, man.
I hear it. I want to talk about he's a good player, man. We'll think of what is it? The 9 games he's played, start 7 of them or something like that.
So
obviously Arteta trusts him, which is obviously a big cosign anyway. But man, the one thing I want to appreciate about him is his temperament, man. Obviously he does the Haaland celebration.
Yeah.
So obviously Haaland was chatting shit to him and said, "Who are you?" or something, which is, to be fair, from Haaland, that's class from Haaland.
Yeah,
give him that shit, Osiri. But obviously he gets his revenge today. I think his temperament, obviously, he rates himself a bit, innit? Do you know what I mean? The way he walks with a bit of like, I'm that guy. But I think his composure on the ball, and we were saying it just before on it, Charles, I think one thing I really appreciate, especially from young players, when they come on and they do really good stuff, but they accompany that with the basic stuff really, really well.
And I
think he just does that stupendously, man. He defends really well. He's really aggressive. He's a strong lad.
You see him throw Haaland to the ground, fam?
Yeah, man.
The youngest boss,
he's a good
man.
Player. I hate having to admit it, but he's good. You got one there, lads.
Honestly.
Good goal as well.
Yeah, bro. Honestly, like, he's just fearless, man. He's just fearless, and I love it. Like you said, he's got the attitude. Like he feels like he should belong here.
Yeah, facts.
And not even just feels like he should belong here. It feels like he can run things
when he's
playing.
He's not shy, bro.
Yeah, bro. That's what I love about him. You need that attitude, man. You need that, especially at a young age. Like you can't, like we said obviously before. Like there'll be young players that might make mistakes and they might shy away from these kind of things. You think last week about the Man City, the kid that played centre back. I don't want to get onto him too bad because I don't think that was a great situation that Pep put him into. But like, just his whole demeanour.
Playing for keeps here, boy.
Yeah, bro. Just
playing
his whole
pink slips.
You understand? Just his whole demeanour and everything. Even after the mistake that he made, it was just like
it felt
very timid. Like I don't look at Marzo Skelly even at 18 and get timid. Man, yeah. I don't feel that from him. I don't sense that from him at all.
I think that's the crazy thing for me as well. Like every time I see him play. I'm not concerned that he's young. I don't think the moment's too big for him. I just think, go on, deal with it.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Which is nuts.
And the thing is, he wins like one-on-ones as well.
Bro, he can use his body. Like, he can you know what I'm saying? He'll shift his weight.
Shrug man off. I've seen him bounce big man Kulusevski off the ball.
Yeah.
Right. I seen him throw Haaland to the ground today. I'm like, okay.
He's a good player, man.
He's the youngest boss, man.
Good player.
And a great goal as well. Great little finish, man.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk
Got
about
himself into a nice advanced area. Didn't.
It's just childish from City again, though, isn't it? It's like they watched him run in the box.
Class.
It's like, where's his press, huh? Pep? Where's his press, Pep? Where's the formation? Where's the midfielders?
They got no miss, bro.
Where's the checkbook?
All the midfielders, Kovacic, De Bruyne.
Bernardo Silva in there today.
Bernardo. Like, the intensity's gone from them. Fam. It's cooked, bro.
What's going on in there, man? We'll get on to this. We'll cook City in a minute, man. But what's going on there?
They ain't got no machines, bro. Mm. They ain't got no more machines in midfield that are just, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
High intensity. It's very, very low intensity from Man City, man.
Oh, that's just childish.
Even when they were attacking today and, like, yeah, they had us pressed back in certain situations, but I just didn't feel like, it didn't feel menacing. It didn't feel intense like they used to be. The impressions that they used to feel like
every attack they could score, innit?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
But I feel like...
It didn't feel like that.
That was the thing, innit? I guess, not even the old City, the Pomp City last year, when they done it, it kind of felt like when they were building up, yeah, because they'd do that, they'd horseshoe the team a lot, they'd play sideways passes, waiting for the gaps to appear and stuff, and then punch it in. But I feel like maybe a year ago or 18 months ago, whenever it was, when they were doing that, you felt like they'd be able to win the ball back even if they lost it and do that again and then find the opportunities.
Yeah.
But right now, it just kind of feels like it's a bit lackluster. Do you know what I mean?
Also, did you lock clock in the first half? They didn't cross the ball once.
Yeah.
I seen Mateus Nunes right back get the ball bare times. He could have had bare opportunities to whip across in.
That's got
to
be coming
to put it on Haaland's head or whatever. But
he's probably saying, "What is it? They have Gabriel Saliba. There's no need for us to cross. The only target is Erling, and
Erling cannot win
every duel on his own." He cannot do anything.
You know the words, bro.
Kai Havertz obviously scores a goal. We'll get on to Ranieri's goal as well. But Kai Havertz, man, I'm disappointed that he scored that goal.
You're missing the easy ones, yeah? Nah, 100.
Fucking pussy, bro.
I'm taking it, now, bro.
You want to take the limelight like you're the big man, yeah?
I'm taking it, come on, Harlem.
We sang his name, man.
We backed him after that. Childish, we backed him after that. And
score the easy ones, bro.
It's calm.
Do you know what I mean? If you lose that game, he's getting bullied online again. And we don't condone that here on the Bench Podcast. Of course, we don't. But, bro, don't run away as knee slide.
Bro, it's the biggest
game. Nigga knee sliding now. Like he's the man.
I agree.
Like he didn't pass up the opportunity to score earlier.
I agree.
When it mattered.
If he hadn't scored that...
Bro, it's delirium in the stadium.
It's 4-5-1 now.
It's delirium in the stadium.
You know the players when they do this?
Oh, when they apologise?
Nah.
It's calm.
Nigga ran off celebrating like he's the man.
He's already had a goal and assist. Check the Fantasy League. He's already mashed work today. Biggest game of the year. Man City, fam. It's calm. And it's a great finish as well.
That is a good finish. You're going to finish when it's 3-1 or it's 4-1, can't you, mate? When it counts, you're passing it.
He's not a 9, fam.
Yeah, he's childish.
He ain't out here getting braces and hat tricks, and he ain't a 9.
Childish, man. Good goal.
We need a 9, though.
Do need a 9.
We need a 9, fam.
You got another star boy on your mitts as well, because when Neri comes on.
We got another young boss, man.
Bearer. It's like he came, was it? They came to break. Lewis Skelly came to break.
He brought his boy.
And said, "Yo, this is my boy, you know."
He brought his boy.
And they say, "Yo, what's his name? What, Ethan? Yo, what are you saying, bro? Hey, good,
and yeah, I like them two. Like, the vibe, the attitude that I sense from them two is completely polar opposite, you know. Whereas, like, you can see, like, the confidence radiating out of Miles Lewis Skelly. Ethan is very, like, he's very centered.
Yeah.
He's very zen, bro.
He's
very calm and assured about himself. He knows he's got tech. Yeah. Just give me the ball. Watch what I do.
Silent confidence.
Do you understand? On some silent killer thing. Like, he's not really giving it the big, do you get me, chest pumping out. That's Lewis Skelly's thing. Do you get me? So the balance from them two youths, cool. I'm here for it, bro.
It's when, you know, what was it? When we went to that Footy Addict session, we had them two youths there.
Yeah, it's like
them two. You know, the guy, the Everton shirt, he was cold and he knew he was cold.
Yeah.
But he knew his boy was cold, but he kind of had to bring his boy into the game.
Yeah.
We know that he's cold now. But yeah, obviously, Arsenal, it's a big win from 5-1, obviously, beating Manchester City. But I'm going to say it, though, because I want to put this to you two as a discussion point. I'm not going to say it's a fugazi 5-1. Definitely a deserved 5-1. But is it a 5-1 to get carried away with and be like, we're coming? Do you know what I mean? Like, we're here. Like, because up until the 1-1, it was, like you said in it, Charles, we didn't go for it. We were still a bit, like, reserved. We still played it safe. But, obviously, and then you go on to win the game. Is there not cause for concern? Because, obviously, you won the game 5-1, so, obviously, credit goes to Arsenal. But in that sense, is it like, we're here? Or is there a little bit of jeopardy to take away from it? If that makes, if that's a fair question to ask, which I think is.
I think...
Because that would be my only, like, only, point against Arsenal.
I mean, yeah, like, it's one of them ones. It's like, if you're not clinical, if you don't take your chances, like, whether it's City or whether it's Crystal Palace that you're playing, and they play today, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But, like, if you're not clinical, if you don't take your chances, there's a high chance that you'll get hurt.
Yeah, true.
We didn't get hurt today.
True.
But the fact that we've won 5-1 now, I feel like, and even after all the goals are going in, just like the way that, you know, when your team scores, you see everybody grow and everybody get a bit more confident and the ball zips about just that little bit more quickly.
Yeah.
That's what I want to take away from this game is that our confidence is grown. Like, that's a big game and we've just smashed it there. Do you know
that's
what I mean?
True. So yeah, yeah. That's true, yeah. I think that's what you can take away from that.
I want us to go with confidence. I think it was a big statement win. Like, okay, we ain't done yet. It's looking long for the league, but we ain't done yet. And then repercussion or the consequences of maybe drawing or losing this game is that we get dragged into a top four team. So I think it's also a statement in the fact that, nah, we don't want anything to do with that. You lot scrap it out between yourselves. We're trying to chase them man in front. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
We're still a good team. We're still in a good position. We're still here in the league fighting for it. We're still in the Champions League. Do you know what I mean? We've got this semi-final.
Bring it on, lads.
We've got this second leg of the semi-final.
Fucking bring it on.
And we're brimming with confidence now. So if we can nick something off Newcastle, fantastic. If not, let's carry on with this confidence and just keep playing with it.
Question then, how what do you man think then? If you guys like go against Newcastle, obviously you're 2-0 down at the moment, and is that like a game now that after this 5-1 win, is that a game now to be like, we've got to win, or is that a game you can just like push to the side? Because it's like a momentum thing, I guess, is the question, isn't it? Will that stunt the momentum, or will that really affect you guys?
I'm not sure it will affect us, because I think...
If you don't win, will it affect the momentum?
I'm taking it personally now as a free hit.
Oh, wow, okay.
Because it's sort of like we're already 2-0 down and we're already away from home. Like, it's a free 90 minutes.
Well, you could climb that, though. You're a good team.
Bro, we could win that game. Mm. Do you understand? We could win that game.
Yeah.
Like, like I said, it's hard. It's Newcastle. You know, it's up there in St. James's. It's not the best. Like, we've already been up to St. James's this year and lost.
Yeah, yeah.
So we know what kind of we know what's at stake.
Yeah.
They're not exactly going to want to give it to us.
Big game for them.
We're hoping that maybe they might struggle with the mentality side of it. You know, they've got something precious that they have to hold on to for 90 minutes. So who knows how they're going to mentally deal with it. And we can just take it as a free hit.
Yeah,
No one's expecting it. Maybe... Like, if we win the game, like, if we win it by one goal,
all
right, cool, we've won the game, but we're still out. Do you know what
so
I mean?
It doesn't, yeah,
we
yeah.
have to win by two goals, maybe
you have to
three.
Win the tie, yeah, yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So
for it to really be like, okay, cool. So, okay, cool. That's an interesting perspective, because I was thinking, like, obviously, this will be a big high, innit? And if you go there, but it's only a League Cup, so does it matter? Does it not matter? I guess that's it's an interesting conversation.
I want to win, bro. Mm. I don't want to lose games. I just want to keep winning and winning. Do you know what I mean? Just picking up points, picking up W's. If we have to hold a draw here and there, just as long as we don't lose and start... Because that's when you start losing momentum.
Yeah,
draws
yeah.
and losses, you start losing momentum.
Yeah,
as many W's as possible, fam. Anyhow we go to Newcastle. Yeah? Anyhow.
And get through.
Bro,
yeah,
you know I'm outside.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know I'm already when outside.
When the
loser
on the booze.
Jeez.
T, what do you think about that, man? Do you need to get through this semi-final, or is it not really on the agenda anymore?
Well, to be honest, after we lost the first game, I completely forgot that there was a second leg. I was like, oh, bro, I'm already done with this.
Oh, right, this nigga's already.
Bro, I was done with
sale,
it. Bro,
yeah.
I was done with it time ago.
Already looking elsewhere.
T already said, bro, all right, yeah.
I was done with it time ago, but obviously, if we end up. Yeah, I mean, if we won and, you know, like 1-0 and we ended up going out, like, I wouldn't be that much. I wouldn't be really hurt about it, I guess. Like, we won the game, I mean, we're out. But if we do come back, then we're probably going
to
win the league.
It'd be annoying to go out, obviously, but yeah, fam.
Yo, what? Don't let it know what you just said go on the radio.
Yeah. What do you mean? Girls heard me, bro. That's
nah, I heard him. All
right, come then. Come. Don't worry. Come then. Can you see us? We have a bald man who's running our team, and he's a good coach.
We bullied that bald man, though.
Let's talk about City quick. Yeah,
cooked.
Yeah, bro, they might be finished.
Cooked.
I think if they were finished after that PSG game, I think they're officially finished now, man.
Cooked,
they
man.
Are, yeah, yeah. Because as good as Arsenal were, and City, they did look like, okay, cool, they looked like they were in rhythm for a part of it. But after that collapse, you just don't. I think that something's got to be studied there, man.
We've been saying this though. It's something that's sustained with them this season, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, they can still pull out performances where they like they blow teams away and they're like, wow, okay, City are really doing their thing. But at the same time, they have vulnerabilities. And they showed that against us today. Like they showed
that
in not being able to deal with our press and building out from the back.
Yeah.
And when the third, the fourth, the fifth went in transition, they were getting hurt as well.
Yeah.
And we're not even a killer in transition type of team like that. Do you know what I'm saying? So yeah, they got some big problems going on. And yeah, I don't know what they're doing. Cool, Mamouche, cool, like you can buy him, cool, maybe need another centre back, but
Kuzunov,
but you need a linchpin in the midfield, man. And maybe it's a hard sell because it's like, okay, Rodri might be coming back, so you could be good for us for now and then eventually have to sit on the bench when Rodri comes back. So
yeah,
I don't know, maybe that's a hard sell in that case. But yeah, you need something, man. Otherwise, it's looking bad.
It is looking peak, man.
That City midfielder there is going to need to get flipped very soon because it's De Bruyne, it's okay, Gundogan, it's Kovar, it's old midfielders, bro. All
right, man. Let's do this quick then, man. Because let's go for their squad, man. Let's go for their team for today. Anyone, like, obviously, some of the boys are getting old. Some of them are from, like, the glory days, I guess. Let's do, like, a keep or sell bench, all right? So, Stefan Ortega, let's start with him.
Sell him,
bruv.
You can Vardio, find a better keeper.
Keep.
Yeah, Vardio. I think he's been their best defender this year.
Yeah, he has, man. John Stones, club legend, club, I guess, vice captain or part of the captain. Only 30 years old. John Stones, keep, sell,
keep him,
bench.
But you're going to have to phase him out, fam.
Bench him, maybe.
I think maybe phase him out.
Phase him out, get a new guy in. Manuel Akanji. He was, bruv, I know he came with a bit of a, we had our German correspondent, Jason, say he didn't come with a great reputation, but he kind of proved that wrong because he played very well for Manchester City.
It's funny because Jason never really rated
Yeah,
him
Jason
like
didn't,
that.
Yeah, so when he came, I
and
had
I was
the picture.
Looking at him
yeah.
for a while, I was thinking, no, he's steady, like, he's doing his
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. He's
and then
29.
Recently, I'm like,
29 years old. Buy, like, keep, sell, or bench.
Keep him and phase him out. Stones and Akanji for FA Cup and League Cup fixtures. You get. Ruben Diaz and somebody else, fam.
Ruben Diaz and someone else. That's fair. Matias Nunes.
Fam, do you know what? You can keep him, but he's
squad
not,
player.
Why are you putting him right back, bro?
Yeah. True. Well, he clearly doesn't rate him enough to play him in midfield.
Yeah, he doesn't, but right back is poverty.
Yeah.
Bro. He's not
I think he's a squad player. I think you keep him. Squad player.
Yeah, man.
Bench
he's
him.
Only
Bench
filling
yeah.
he's only filling cause Kyle Walker's gone to Italy. Bro.
Yeah, it's true. Kovacic.
That one was short term anyways, man. You're gonna have to get rid of him as well, I think, anyways. I think he was just a short term fix for them.
Yeah, he's 30 years old. I'd keep him in the squad.
Not a bad player,
yeah,
but
I think he just needs. I think he needs help. Yeah, I just don't think the position he's playing is really suiting his qualities. I guess I feel like he's more of a driver of the ball, not really like a conductor. T, what are you thinking? Yeah, are you getting involved in this or?
Never really rated him, to be honest.
Well, Kovacic.
No,
I rate him. I just don't think his position, like the position he's playing, the job he's being asked to do. He's just not Rodri.
Probably too much.
He's just not Rodri, are you, man? Bernardo Silva, man, him. Been looking to get out of the club for a little while anyway.
He's a weasel, man.
Currently 30.
Get rid of him. He was pissing me off
today. He's class. He's a shout.
He's getting on my nerves today.
And
the ref don't want to book him. Nothing.
Yeah, bro.
Doing all kind of petulant, stupid little.
He's teaching pet a little bit, isn't he? He does get away with a lot of stuff.
Doing all this petulant little ratty stuff and the ref don't book him.
Yeah, he does that.
If that was an Arsenal player, he's getting booked.
In like the peak Pep Klopp years, he'd done that a lot against us.
I hate you, fucking little fucking shit.
So, Bernardo Silva, keep, sell.
I think he's selling, man. Cut your losses, man. It's over,
I think so,
man.
Too. I think he's part of the...
Send him back to Spain, bro.
Yeah, I think he's part of the cycle. Obviously, Phil Foden, keep.
Yeah, you got to keep him, I guess.
Mamouche.
Dragged off the 70, though.
So you can't sell Phil Foden.
Nah, you can't sell Foden.
Omar Mamouche.
Yeah, well, he's there.
You keep him, obviously. Yeah, Savinho, keep him.
You can keep him.
Haaland. Obviously, keep him.
10 years, bro. They have no choice.
Yeah. He's staying whether you like it or not.
Yeah, he's getting that money.
Kevin De Bruyne. It's time to move. It's time to go.
Saudi, bro. He come on. He came on. He did nothing.
He's knackered.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. How can De Bruyne come onto the pitch? I think, nothing, bro. That's for 20 minutes that he was playing.
It was crazy.
Gundogan.
Gundo cooked.
Gundo. Cooked. Play today, but
medium,
maybe so.
Medium well.
Jack Grealish.
cooked.
How old is Jackie Grealish?
Soul has been sucked out of him. Pause.
Massive pause. Jack Grealish is, how old is he, T? 29, yeah, yeah.
He's lost his soul,
he'll
man.
He'll be 30 this year.
He's got no heart anymore. He's tin man.
That's funny. Where are we going next? Let's go Rico Lewis, young man.
Sell him to Leicester, man.
I think so too, you know. I think he's good.
People rate him, and I'm like, yeah, he's a techie little, but I don't know, man. He's like a better version of Kyle Walker-Peters, bro.
Yeah, it's damning. Jeremy Doku, keep, sell, bench.
I was guilty of going, yo, this is a proper winger.
Nah, I'm guilty, bro. I'm still guilty, fam. I'm still guilty. I think he's cold.
But I don't know, man.
I think he's cold, man.
I don't know, man.
Cold for what? For what? Like, what does he do?
Is he better than Pepe?
Yes.
What, end product?
Better than Pepe?
Yeah.
End product.
End product.
He's not better than Pepe.
What, you're Pepe?
He's not better.
We're doing like the same Pepe here.
Yep.
Bro, he's better than Nicolas Pepe, man. Come on.
He's not better than Pepe.
He's better than Pepe. He's a danger man, bro.
He's faster than Pepe.
When he's on the pitch, bro, teams fear him when he's on the pitch.
To do
he's
what?
Not even touching pitch, bro.
Hold on.
Yeah, he's injured.
To do what? Score or assist?
And you know
to create a distraction.
Oh.
Sometimes if you're not scoring,
a distraction.
If you're not scoring,
said, hey, look at me.
If you're a winger, if you're not scoring, you're affecting the game, yeah? If
that same one shimmy that he does, Bob.
Bro. If the ball's over there, yeah, and we know as a team, the ball's over there with that guy and he's going to do something crazy, all of a sudden, the shift of the focus. What do you have on the other side? You have Savinho creeping in. You have Haaland creeping in. Do you know what I mean? He causes problems, man. That's what I'm trying to say.
Jeremy Doku or Nicolas Pepe?
It's Jeremy
Who's
Doku.
Who's better?
That's rude.
Yeah,
I'm taking
know.
Pepe. You know?
I'm taking Jeremy Doku. I'm taking Jeremy Doku. Ruben Diaz, keep him.
Yeah, keep
Ruben Diaz. Nathan Ake. Yeesh. Is it time to? I think it's time to go.
Is he injured?
It's time to go.
Like he's injured, Bears.
He has been injured a lot this season. He's 29 as well. He'll be 30 in February. So I think it's time to upgrade on Nathan Ake.
Think so.
Was he with them when they won? When they won the Champions League.
I want to say he started the Champions League final.
He's been here. He's been there for time.
Yeah, I want to say he started the Champions League final. But I forgot.
Bournemouth to Champions League.
Rodri, obviously, he's only 28, but he stays. When he's
Ballon d'Or
winner, and Oscar Bob.
Yeah, he's the future.
Yeah, he's the future.
Now that is a proper winger.
Yeah, he's techie. Jeremy Doku, man. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you. You distraction. You little cheeky
hey, look
bugger.
At me. Over here.
So, he causes problems, man. He does, bro. He does, whether you like it or not. All right, man. Let's go to the title rivals. Let's go to my club, man, like Liverpool. Mohamed Salah breaking another record. 177 goals. Frank Lampard. We see you, mate. Remember, you were on the sideline giving it the big one, were you? Were you? Ready? Now you manage Coventry. Get over it, mate.
Just a fluke goal, you know.
Yeah. Another fluke goal.
And another goal. Another fluke.
Yeah, just a rubbish manager, aren't you, mate?
That one was a penalty.
Rubbish goal. Shouldn't have conceded. Well, Frank, you conceded all four, mate. Get over it. All right, let's go on. Liverpool.
He's cooking in the championship.
He is doing all right, to be fair.
I think he's a championship bully, fam.
I
he's
like
doing a bully to get a derby. He's four wins in a row at Cov now.
Gonna say something here, man. I saw him I went to Soccer Aid, like, you know, they do the media camp thing, yeah?
Yeah.
He was there last year. Can't lie, a man with aura. I can't lie. No homo thing. But I actually felt like, oh, right, that's Frank Lampard. Do you know what I mean? So he was with Essien, and him and Essien, the whole Chelsea thing. I was like, okay, fair play. He does have a bit of aura.
This is Chelsea's midfield.
Like, all right, he's got a bit of like, yeah, I'm Frank Lampard. Do you know what I mean? So I got to respect it still. Big up Frankie Lampard. But obviously, talking of aura, another man that has aura is Mr. Mohamed Salah.
Bro, if you lot win the league, it's because of him.
It's because of my Egyptian king.
Honestly, it's because of him.
I'm just stretching this out while T changed the battery because we need video clips for the Egyptian
king.
I can't
lie though, you man got away with it, you know.
Yeah, fam, sometimes you got it, innit? What can you say, fam?
Man, rid your luck still.
Fam, that's what you need in the towel, Jad.
It comes down to, you man took your chances, their man didn't.
We know the title of this episode, don't we then, Charles? Take your chances,
mate. Your chances.
Well, credit school, we might go with that. I think that's what it comes down to, man. I think, obviously, Bournemouth had some good chances.
Did you lot see the penalty for Gakpo?
Yeah, penalty, man. Yeah, of course. There's no debate, it's a penalty, man.
I need to see it.
But if Andy Gray and Richard Keys are in Saudi Arabia, And they're even backing us, saying it's a penalty. It's a penalty, man. Do you know what I mean? It's a pen. You got to see the angle from the back. I can't lie.
Do you know what? I saw...
In real time, I thought, no.
Yeah, in real time, I didn't know.
I thought...
And then I saw a slow-mo where, like, Gakpo tripped over his own feet.
Mm.
But then I need to see the slow-mo, like, just before that to see if... I don't know who it was. Whether he clipped him. Like, Lewis Cook. I don't know whether he, like, accidentally clipped the back of Gakpo.
That's why Gakpo's,
like, tripped over himself. I didn't see that. So I need to see, like, another super slow-mo. But apparently that one there was...
That's a penalty, man. That's a penalty.
Apparently Liverpool got away with another little situation. I can't remember what it was. I can't remember exactly what actually
it doesn't exist.
Liverpool had another little something going on. We don't condone that on the podcast. I'm not sure of that one.
But the penalty we got was a solid penalty. There's no, it's soft. It's a penalty, man. He clipped him. He made him trip himself over. It's a penalty. Do you know what I'm saying? So, and who slots it away? One of the better penalties from the Egyptian king. Got to give it to him. And then. Man, question.
You know what I was thinking, because he skied a penalty away to Bournemouth.
He
was
did.
It last year?
But he misses pens, fam. I don't know why he's on pens. He misses them.
Give me the ball.
Give me the ball. But yeah, fam, he misses pens, but which is bare jarring. But and then he does score a lot of them as well, I guess. But man, quickly before we talk about Liverpool and Gravenberch and Salah's second goal as well. Textbook Salah, by the way. Oh, let's might as well talk about it since we're there. Salah. He strolled that in.
I can't lie. It's childish from the left back.
Oh, innit? Yeah.
Have you not seen that before? Kirkez, don't buy him. Don't buy him, Bob.
Oh, yeah, true.
Have you not seen Salah do that before, bro?
What does Roy Keane say on over there? You just got to know your players. It just comes down to that sometimes. You just got to know your opponent. It's basics.
Don't show him inside.
Yeah, it's Mohamed Salah. It comes down to knowing your players. Do you know what I mean? And
don't
I think
down the line. Don't show him into his left.
Childish. Yeah, it was childish. But it was a textbook Mo Salah finish.
Yeah, bro. It was like he had it on easy mode.
Egyptian king. We've said it before, Charles, in the season, isn't it? As we've gone over this bench podcast season. When you said about Arsenal, we need a nine. We need a killer. Da, 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 da. We just have one, innit?
It's just that we talisman, just have one, bro. Man. Like,
I don't want to. You lost yours in Bukayo, but yeah, man.
I don't want to take away from, because look, I'm big enough, I'm ugly enough to admit that Liverpool have been the best team this year. They've been very good. They've been very solid. But Salah, he just puts you over the edge, man.
He does,
it's
man.
It's peak, bro. He's just automatic, bro. Automatic, bro.
He fires his bow. Now give him his dough. That's what the copper's saying. But man, there's one man from.
Give him his fucking dough, lad.
Because he's absolutely boss, mate. He scores a goal every fucking week. But let's talk about this Bournemouth side, because there's a couple players in there. We'll get onto the centre backs.
Bro, they
but,
they gave it a good goal, you know.
They did indeed. Semenya. Oh, that's what I want to talk about.
The one where he slapped the bar. Where he shifted
Charles, is he the real deal? Should we take this Semenya guy seriously?
I've said I've wanted him. Mm. The only questions I have about him is like the end product. Those are the only questions. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I want him to hit a little bit more consistent numbers of it.
And 23 playing the league, 7 goals, 3 assists.
That's decent.
So it's 10.
That's
10
very,
GA.
Very decent. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I'll that's something you could definitely work with. But yeah, the only thing that I would ask from him, if he wants to make a step up to a Liverpool or a United or a Tottenham, or, do you know what I mean? If he wants to make that step up, let's be a bit more consistent with the end product. And I feel like, you know, he can develop himself and he can add that to his game.
Because
it's a good player I'm seeing there, boy.
Yeah, I think what adds to it, though, which really adds to the story of it, like, bro, his club before Bournemouth was Bristol City, and before that was Sunderland. Newport County. So he's come through the leagues, man.
Yeah, man.
And now we're talking about him knocking on the door for like a big move. He's only 25 as well.
Who's the striker? Who's the captain for Luton? He's another one of them ones. And Jamie Vardy, some of these men that come up through the leagues.
He's come through the leagues,
the Prem, and lighting it up now.
As a 25-year-old player, I think he's got bags of potential, right?
And 100.
I think he played well against us yesterday. He already slapped the ball. Obviously, had that chance where Alisson saved it. But yeah, man, this Bournemouth team are a serious team, bro.
It's the one where Tavernier hit the post as well, and Kluivert.
Yeah, so we rode our luck yesterday. I think Konate would have blocked it, though, because he covered it. Well,
yeah, nah. Is
he back?
Konate?
Yeah, he's back, but that one from Kluivert was bad,
yeah,
bro.
It's bad.
I think he took his eye off it, and like he hit it, yeah, he took his eye off it, and he didn't keep his head down.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like he'd already shot it, and his head was already, he didn't get over the ball. Do you get? You know, you have to get your knee over the ball, head down, that kind of, he didn't concentrate on that last little bit just to make sure it went in. He'd already gone, oh my God, look, it's it, it's right here, yeah, boom, yeah, yeah. It's Liverpool, boom.
Thinking about
it,
celebration.
Let me just put it, he's already thinking about,
gonna reel off.
Concentrate, bro.
Kluivert, man. Just got a hat-trick the week before, bro. What's going on here, fam? But let me talk about the best centre midfielder in the league. Ryan Gravenberch, man. Sorry, lads. We've just got him this year, haven't we? We've got him. I hear people talking about him or Rice. He's better than Rice, isn't he, man?
Nah.
He's better than Rice. T.
Nah.
He's better than Rice. Oi, Camero. He's better than Rice, isn't he, man? His highlight reel, bro. Oh.
That's nice.
Oh, did you see the pirouette? The balance. The strength. The turn. The passing.
Who's this? McAllister?
What do you do? Pass it left? And someone hit.
Gravenberch.
I don't count, man. That's not.
Oh, what? The one for what?
He knows it as well.
What's that? What? Wanyeri?
What do you do? Pass it to Wanyeri?
The crossfield ball. The Gerrard like ball.
Oh, I could have crossfield ball, man.
Oh, I bet you could. Yeah. Playing in the Premier League, bro. Fuck off, mate.
He's not better than Gravenberch, man. Gravenberch just got more in his locker.
Gravenberch cold, man.
Yeah, he is cold. That boy cold, man. He's cold. We'll see. End of season, we'll have that chat.
You guys, like. You go from back to front so quickly and it's jarring.
Yeah.
I want one of your centre mids.
Which one? Thanks, man. This is a compliment, bro. I like Szoboszlai. You know, last season I was on about Szoboszlai.
He's probably the one.
I like him.
He's decent, but he's probably the one I'm least keen on.
I hear it.
I'm leaning more to Gravenberch or McAllister.
And Gravenberch. I think Gravenberch.
I'm leaning more Gravenberch's towards calm, one of them.
Yeah, I think it'd be Gravenberch.
But yeah, like, you guys have the right balance of technical ability and intensity and presence in the midfield with all three of them guys. You know what I mean? It's a good mix right there.
And depth as well. I think we have some good depth as well,
bro,
coming off our bench.
Because you can have Curtis Jones come in. You can have Harvey Elliott tuck in. Do you get? So
yeah, for real.
Yeah, it's a lot of intensity in the midfield and a lot of good tech that you have in there. You've got a good team, man.
Yeah, we do. Big up Slot, man. Big up Klopp, because obviously the squad they built from last season was really good. But yeah, I guess the big ups for me is, I just had it in my head, but I think it's going to go. So I'm probably going to... I literally just had the big ups for Liverpool in my head, but now I can't think of it. We're just an amazing team. I guess the only thing that kind of is a little bit of a concern is Trent comes off injured in
class, the Conor Bradley.
70th minute, but we've got Conor Bradley. Wonder how that's going to look. But yeah, big up Liverpool, top of the league, man. We keep going, we keep firing.
Question now.
Go on.
Obviously, we've talked about Arsenal. I'm going to be up north in the week in Newcastle for the second leg of the Carabao. You guys are also down in the first leg of the Carabao. You lost 1-0 to Tottenham.
Yeah.
You think you guys can turn it around, or do you feel like Tottenham might spring some kind of surprise? You know, Ange is talking about he always wins things in his second year. It's a semi-final. It's a special situation. It's not like a regular league game. Do you know what I mean? There's some things at stake here. Do you see any problems at Tottenham or Anfield, sorry, against Tottenham?
I think we're going to win, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I do think we're going to win.
I think so too, man.
I think Tottenham will be they'll be up for it as well, and they'll be a bit more confident after this win against Brentford, because that's a good win, man, which we'll get into. That's definitely a good win for them. But I do think...
I'm seeing like a 4-1.
I think we'll be good, man. I think we're on a bit of a high, obviously, coming off that. Obviously, I know we lost
midweek. You guys are like 19 unbeaten, fam. You man, this is the thing as well. Like, Arsenal, we can do as much as we can, but Liverpool are not losing, bro. You went away to... Who's the last couple of games that you played? You went away to Bournemouth.
Away to Bournemouth.
Away to Ipswich. Who else?
We lost to PSV, but obviously we played all the Utes.
Yeah, it's minor.
Brentford, we won away at Brentford. Drew
away
at
to Brentford.
For us.
Yeah, away to... Away to Bournemouth.
Drew at Nottingham Forest. Drew against Man United. So we had a little bit of a blip there. But still, do you know what I mean? We managed to bounce back.
You're not picking up any losses, man. I don't really count the PSV team because that was already done. That's a dead rubber. It don't mean anything. But
yeah, it's true.
In like the league games and that, you're not picking up any losses. You're drawing a lot less games than us. That's why you got this big gap. So it just feels like Liverpool are... are due to run away with the league, man, as annoying as it sounds.
We'll see, man. We'll see. Let me see who we got next. Who we got coming up? We have Tottenham, and then we have Plymouth in the FA Cup. Oh, okay, cool. And then we have Everton midweek, and that's at Goodison. And then, Charles, on the 12th of February, that's when we'll have a bit of an idea about where we're at, son. So yeah, big up Liverpool, man. We're top of the league.
Well, you don't have an idea of where you're at, Bob. You lot are going to win the league, man.
No, I mean, I just think that'll be pivotal, wouldn't it? Because okay. Everton have got a bit of a new man.
Cengiz in, man. Oh, yeah. Cengiz in, man.
Oh, yeah. That's what I said. Oh, yeah. I really
got mad. Arteta slapped Pep's old cranium today, you know.
The Arsenal boys are here. They're in the building. Of course they are, because it was a big day.
You know the man that used to put the training cones out for him, man? Yeah. Slapped him today.
What do you... Oh, Moody Cook. Okay. That's a Coke, by the way, guys.
Product placement, bro. We don't do that, man. They kind of check for us, man. Niggas. Them man there, bro.
But yeah. Jengi, we'll spin the block and we shall discuss... Arsenal again.
Yeah, you can jump in, bro.
After dark. But man, let's go to another game. Jengi!
Yo, here, man.
My dog, man, made it, fam.
I pre-the chain.
I was in the city chain.
He took your chain, bro. Come get your chain, man.
He snatched it off his neck.
That is funny still. Yo, I said,
to the chain, fam.
Oh,
I
said, man.
Live, man.
What's that song? There was an end of song back in the day where someone said, Daffy said he got robbed for his chain. That's a very specific reference.
Yeah, that's a mad.
Man said, I got rough for my chain. Big up Channel U back in the day. But all right, man, let's go through. Jengi, let's get it off your chest, man. Did you see any of the game? Any Arsenal, Manchester City?
I'll be real. I didn't.
Oh, you were travelling though?
Yeah, I was travelling in it. So, but when I went on Twitter, yeah. But I saw Skelly's goal and Wanyeri, is that his name? Yeah, Wanyeri's goal. Yeah, Skelly's goal was a kind of as.
Taking it there.
Yeah, he's taking it there still.
The two youngest boss,
and
man.
The celebration. Yeah, love.
He knows what he's doing,
he
man.
Done Haaland's celebration.
What a prick, bro.
He's cold, man.
What a little shit.
Do you know what? He's cold. I don't know if you guys have spoken about it, but do you know what, mate? Do you know what? Topped it off here was the ending of the game. The song choice.
Oh, you pushed it.
Whoever green lighted,
get over it, man.
Whoever green lighted that song, yeah. Bravo. Oh. Hey, bravo, bravo. Yeah,
no, bravo. This is ridiculous. Just get down the tunnel. You won the game. Get down
bravo.
The tunnel.
Do you know what it is, though,
get down
Bob?
Down the tunnel, man. It's ridiculous.
Do you know what it is? When City drew in the last minute against us,
yeah.
And Haaland dropped that stay humble. All the other op fans, stay humble.
It's true. You need it. Slice
do you understand?
Pie.
So yeah. Now we get
just,
to
it's ridiculous. Now get down the tunnel.
Now
just
we get
down
dish,
the tunnel.
Now we get to dish some of it back.
Exactly.
We told him we was waiting for him at our ground, the second leg.
Yeah, to be
we
fair.
Ran it back, spun the block, and now look.
I'm
put
sure
five on Pep bald head. Yeah,
crazy.
Happy slapping.
Yeah, listen. Everyone gets it from now and then. You know, everyone's got to go for it. But yeah, that is the game we love. And that's why we love the beautiful game, because it goes in cycles, right, man? But all right, man, let's go around the rest of the grounds. Absolute chaos in the Premier League this week. Forest 7, Brighton 0. Oh, this is how you get the get back. Man, like Chris Wood.
That was the goals. Yeah.
Good goals, yeah. Good goals, isn't it, man? Like Chris Wood.
Chris Wood is actually a decent striker, you know.
I'm not saying it.
But he's a very like non-leaguey striker.
He
that
is
makes
a
sense. Yeah, he's a non-leaguey striker. Like hold up the ball,
yeah.
Get in the box. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Typical non-league striker.
Like B-Tech Harry Kane.
Yeah.
You think so?
B-Tech Harry Kane, man. You know Harry Kane, low key was a target man. Like he had a bit of tech. Like he could shoot, he could get himself into.
Like
you see
this.
How you see
yeah.
how like he was getting
like
himself
this.
Into
getting
nice
kicked.
Positions
yeah.
to finish off and whatnot. Like
yeah.
the form that Chris Wood is in, that to me that's like a B C tech version of
yeah,
what
bro,
Harry
yeah,
Kane.
Yeah.
Harry Kane
Wigan,
was
D.
like that to the
yeah, maybe
to the
maybe
top
even
degree.
D tech, bro.
Fam, Harry Must Kane was like that to the top degree. Nah. Like some of the things that I was
33 years old.
But
he's
yeah,
got
it was swear. Good stuff.
33 years old, just signed a 2-year contract or a 3-year contract, I think, with Forest. But here we go, 24 games played in the league, 17 goals, 2 assists. Man, he's doing well, bro.
He's doing his thing, man.
I can't argue that. The only reason I'm not praising him because I've got my beef with my boy, man. Chris Wood's kept us up, blah, blah, blah. I told you to keep us up, blah, blah. Well
Why
done,
you being
Parks,
petty
mate.
With
well
Parks,
done.
Man?
Well
Shout
done.
Parks,
well
man.
Done, man. He kept us up, didn't he? Oh, did he? That's class. But, bro, what we saying, man? These men are not going anywhere, are they? They're sitting third in the league, only 3 points behind Arsenal. But they've created a gap between them and Man City, so...
The manager... Hertzler for Brighton, he got it completely wrong, man.
Yeah, for real.
He got it completely wrong. I think he put like five attacking players in there and just left like one holding mid in there. I think Hinshelwood, the one holding mid, just just left him in there on his bro. And then so no one was taking care of Gibbs White, and then Gibbs White could just float and go into like the wide areas, create little 2v1s, little 3v2s.
Gibbs White's a good player, man.
And it had Alanga moving like Vinny out there, bro.
Yeah, for real.
Had Alanga moving like Vinny, bro.
The crosses,
like,
crosses was pinpoint, man. Perfect.
And the thing is, innit, like, I feel like them man are the vibe they've got in the change room as well at the moment. Got a good vibe.
Talk about like the vibe still.
Ole,
he's a troll. He's a troll.
He's class, to be fair. He's a troll.
But I like stuff like that, man. Just show that footballers are humans as well, man.
Olain is snapper of the year.
Are you saw the snap, yeah?
Honestly, he's snapper of the year right now. It's cold. Top tier stuff, bro.
It is cold, but all right,
but
man.
Yeah, that was bad setting up from Brighton, man. And yeah, that's a big loss, bro. 7-0.
7-0. I couldn't even believe
like,
that.
You know
that's
them
crazy.
Historic ones, you know, like the Leicester beating Southampton 9-0 twice.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, come on, man.
Do you remember when Tottenham beat Wigan 9-0, the four score hat trick?
Yeah. He scored five goals in that game, didn't he?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. He scored five goals.
You see that clip of Joey Barton saying Defoe weren't that good, by the way? Joey Barton's just a waste.
Oh, he's a waste, man.
He's just a bad vibes guy, isn't
he? Yeah, for real, he's actually bad vibes.
Yeah, just bad vibes.
Bad
man.
Vibes was a personal beat, Joey Barton.
Yeah, literally, bro.
You see that man was like you see that man was talking on Filthy this week. Saying? They was like, yo, Defoe or Sturridge?
Ooh. Sturridge, man.
I can't lie, I'm Sturridge. Oh,
I'm biased though.
It's peak, innit?
I'm going kind of
Defoe's a goal scorer though.
Yeah,
but Sturridge is an all-round player. He had more to his
skills,
game.
And he had the finishing, and he had the finesse.
In terms of goals, though, he's got the most goals.
It was Sturridge. Even Suarez that season. Oh, la la.
SAS. Yeah, I was
all right, Bob.
I was jealous of that though.
Yeah.
SAS was
disrespected here.
But probably a little bit. But
yeah.
But
Sturridge though, man.
Sturridge was cold. Yeah.
If he didn't have injuries, man, I think he would have been up there and regarded a bit higher.
What, Sturridge?
Yeah.
But
Klopp said, he says he's injured, so.
You don't know what he said, he's injured. He's injured, isn't it?
Like, PEDs didn't work.
I said the pens didn't work. But all right, man, let's talk about Jurgen Klopp and Liverpool. Let's go to the blue half of Liverpool. This is Everton 4. They found that new manager bounce, haven't they, man? Everton 4, Leicester 0.
Yeah, would, cooking.
They are cooking. They
was
are.
That the fastest goal, Decor? Was that the fastest goal?
Like 10 seconds, bro. It was up there.
Is there there's a faster goal than that?
Yeah. I think it was.
Newcastle. I think a Newcastle player, 7 seconds.
Something like that. To get on the Google for that. Charles, we owe our boy an apology, man.
DJ Charles on the track.
Beto, he scored twice.
Fam.
Done the LeBron silencer.
Fam, David Moyes.
Rubbish.
Fam.
I can't let that player now. I'm sorry.
I think it's the David Moyes factor. You know, bro, I think who was the manager before at Everton?
Sean Dyche.
That's kind of just thrown out my whole theory, man. Maybe not even style of play, but I'm thinking, because David Moyes, like, he has the experience of, you know, maybe managing more players, and he kind of understands the psychology of players, and he knows how he needs to approach a certain man to get the best out of him.
Possibly.
And do you know what? So my thinking was maybe he knows how to do that, whereas whoever was there in charge before was not as experienced, but obviously Sean Dyche is very experienced. But maybe it's still underbelly. I think it's a colour thing.
It could be a colour thing.
You think so?
Wait, hold on. Does Sean Dyche
managed Burnley for years, didn't he?
Does he rate black players? He had Wood and Barnes up top.
The only black player I remember him signing is Aaron Lennon, fam.
That's crazy. He's mixed race.
That's even 0.5. Yeah. That's one of my boys. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's
one of my men. Do you know what I mean? Light skinned niggas.
Is it underbelly? It might be underbelly.
And who's that guy, the winger he signed?
Kone.
And they never even rated him.
And he's a Sunday league tactic. Oh, he's fast winger.
Yeah.
So is it an underbelly colour thing?
It might be.
Might be.
Because the way I saw my man playing, I was thinking, this guy.
Yeah, yeah, it's, like a new, it's a new player. Like,
yeah. But the finish is dope.
Maybe it comes down to the personalities of the managers, isn't it? Maybe David Moyes has got that kind of personality where he knows how to approach him. Yeah, and just get the best out of him, man.
Man, like Beto, you know, but I kind of he's ass though.
Yeah, he's not, man.
He's not good.
I'll never forget me and Bob being in that Hendon pub watching him play and stink.
Swear.
Oh, it's bad.
Bro, that was the first time we'd seen him. From there, we judged him. And we were like, yo, he's dead.
Which is a little bit unfair from us, to be honest.
No, but it was right judgment, bro, because I'm sure he hasn't been...
Anything else that I've seen from him, just confirmed.
Yeah.
Anytime I see him doing the nonsense, I'm like, yo, Bob, Beto.
Yeah.
We have a little laugh about him. Yeah,
Where is he? Colombian, I
think? I think he's Portuguese.
Came from
Angolan, man.
Vitória. Yeah, that's his old club.
Hey, but listen, he got 2 goals. Yeah, shout out to him. Everton are moving warm. They're knocking it about. They're playing football. They're nice and confident. They might get out of that relegation scrap, man.
Nothing Moise.
Yeah, no, I think they're going to start putting away, aren't they, man?
Bro, they're not allowed to go Championship, man.
Yeah. Who?
How's he ass?
Better.
Yaya Sonogo scored 4 goals one time.
Bro, never in the league, though.
Bro,
but he scored 4 goals. Four strikers scored 4 goals. That's crazy.
Yaya Sonogo scored hat-trick in the Champions League, fam. In the Champions League. Oh, no, it wasn't Dortmund. But it was in the Champions League, bro.
Sonogo is one of the worst. Bro,
and he's still
Sonogo.
Ass.
He's still ass. Shaking ass.
How did Sonogo get that deal at Arsenal?
French. From
Wenger, innit?
No, Wenger like that. French, man, fam.
The quality here. But if you look at this, man, Wolves are 17th on 19 points. Everton are now 16th on 26 points, man.
So it's still kind of creating
a... Oh, yeah, okay, we'll get into it. Mm. But let's talk about Manchester United, Man United.
Man United. Man,
you remember the time where Old Trafford was a fortress? So now, man, just go there and win, you know?
Anybody can just go and crash. Niggas just go there and win, you know?
Right,
anybody can just go there and just have fun and just play fearless.
Right,
I don't think they're ever going to get back that
juice.
Yeah, that factor. But you know what? Everyone was afraid to go there.
I'm with you, you know. I don't
think they're going to get back.
They're a Drake thing. Nothing was the same for them. I generally don't
think they're going to get back, man.
They'll ever... I don't know. I don't know, man.
He's even like Chelsea to an extent as well. Because remember Chelsea back in the day when they had like Drogba, Lampard?
Yeah.
But
they haven't found that consistent.
They haven't got that.
They're still up, down, up, down. But yeah, let's talk about this performance today.
I thought that recently, you know, Man United were kind of putting results together. I thought, okay, maybe they might be trying to... They were going up the table slowly. They were in like 11th or 12th at the start of play.
Yeah.
Do you get me? I was thinking, okay, yeah, maybe they can go on and win today again and carry on and keep kicking on and maybe try to get themselves in the top half. Bro, they got dumped on 2-0 today.
2-0. And you know what's mad? Yeah, Crystal Palace were below them before this game started.
And Palace were doing rubbish. Like, their form has been rubbish recently, bro.
I think in the last quarter,
they're struggling, you know. Palace are struggling.
No, bro, I'm looking at their form guide here, you know. They lost to Brentford, but they beat West Ham 2-0, which is a great result. They beat Leicester 2-0. And then they had a win in the FA Cup.
They've been picking up.
Their form has been on the up-ish.
Okay.
But they drew against Chelsea. But I think that game against Brentford was the one where it's like, oh, right, they're falling off a bit here. But either way, they've done a great job today on Manchester United.
Mm.
And Kobbie Mainoo in the nine, in the false nine.
That is crazy, bro.
that performance before that game, gassed everyone's like, yeah, I think I can play here, you know? I like it here, you know? I kind of like it here, you know?
Because in Europe, on Thursday,
maybe it's a colour thing.
The theory that Man United fans have got, and what makes sense probably for Kobbie in this new system that Amorim is playing, is that you play him in one of them little 2-10s.
Mm.
I'm not seeing false nine. Like, I don't ever really see that part of his game. I'm thinking, why move him away from the 2-10s? And he played well when he got an assist on Thursday night.
Yeah.
So why are you going to change it again? I don't know if it's injuries or a personnel thing, but...
It's got to be
a
personnel
thing. Yeah, it's got to be a personnel thing.
That looked odd to me, man.
Even Haaland, man. Bro.
Yeah, Haaland and Zirkzee.
Haaland, sorry, not Haaland.
I think there's... I actually... So with Haaland...
Yeah.
Is it time to throw him out?
With Haaland, ooh, I'm not sure if I even see...
Loan.
With Haaland, I'm not even sure if I even see a player there.
Swear.
With Xerxes, I see a player there, but I don't think it's going to work at Man United and what they're on.
I don't think he'll be a... He's not coming to score goals, bro.
Yeah.
He's not coming to score goals.
I seen, like... Obviously, for my birthday 2 years ago, I went to Bologna and I got the top.
Do you get me? So I was like, okay, while I'm out there, oh, let me pre-Bologna, let me just do what they're doing this season. So I kept half an eye on them, and I kept seeing him. Oh, Xerxes, little performance here, one goal. I seen a player there. I seen, oh, okay, there might be a little, do you understand? And when Man United got him, I thought, oh, okay, maybe, but I'm not sure if it will work. Obviously, Man United is a bad situation. It's not working, but I can see a player there in Xerxes.
Just away from Man
United. Hoyland is,
I'm not convinced, bro. Sorry.
What do you think Hoyland needs? Loan me.
Jesus.
Hey, Hoyland might need a loan.
He needs to grow up, bro. He's just whining on defenders, bro. Like, he's not developing himself. Develop yourself as a player. Work on your link up player. I'm not seeing enough
of it. For real, man.
And I've been asking for him to do that, and it's not happening. It's not. I know he's young, but bro, like, you got to start somewhere.
That's true.
Yeah, man.
That's definitely true.
Get jugging, bro, and he's not jugging. He's not working hard enough.
I think a loan move might do him some good.
Back to Atalanta or something.
Back to Italy. Yeah. Well, Manchester United currently sit, man. Them drum roll, please. 13.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, man, I'm telling you.
They're there with Tottenham, innit?
I might lose. Yeah, they're Tottenham are just below them, behind 2 points, 14th. But I'm telling you, man, them. That's a bet I will win this year, is they will finish on page two.
You think so?
Yeah. Nah, they will, man. Bro, they can't just keep winning, losing.
Yeah,
winning.
That's
childish.
Yeah,
that's they haven't put any kind of run together at all, man. And so I think they actually are going to finish on page two. But all right, man, let's go to their...
I've got to ask questions of the manager if he's putting Kobbie Mainoo in a false nine.
The straight line.
It's not FIFA, mate. It's not footy manager.
The other ones, he's strong.
Yeah.
The dribbling's 90%. Yeah, let me stop him up front.
Yeah.
And then I'm seeing Lenny Yoro, and I'm seeing Harry Maguire. I'm seeing them, man, get cut through.
The goals are poor, especially that second one. The guy had acres of space and then passed it across to Mateta as well.
You see, we was watching the highlights. Reverse ball in the first half.
Yeah,
Mateta was in and he tried to chip it over the keeper. That one, Mateta could have got hat trick, bro.
Yeah, fam, for real. Let me just see how well Mateta is doing. Mateta, how many goals has he got this season, man? Can anyone wager
He's got a decent amount.
Maybe 8 or so. 8 or 9.
24 goals. 24 games, 10 goals.
I was going to say, it might be double figures in all comps.
Yeah, he's got 10 goals now in the league, so big him up. Big up Mateta. Decent. But all right, man, let's go to Tottenham. This was a big win for Tottenham, man. They had to win. Sar with a goal and a Yanal goal in the first half. But to be fair, it was an own goal. And then Sar's goal came in the 87th minute, so...
Wasn't
vintage Tottenham, I guess, but it's a big win away from home.
It's quite end to end. I was a bit disappointed that Brentford didn't put a chance away.
Two big chances. They had an XG of 2.6 as well.
So I'm saying, 2.06. Obviously, it was 2-0 to Tottenham, but from what I saw, I only saw about 20 minutes, half an hour before I cut and headed to the Emirates. It looked like a very back and forward game, and then obviously the goal that Tottenham scored, the corner come against the run of play a little deflection from a corner, but I was a bit surprised. I was like, rah, Tottenham scored from a corner. Is what it is. But yeah, man, a bit disappointed that Brentford couldn't get themselves on a score sheet, man. I would have thought that there might have been goals for both of them teams in that game, but yeah, good win for Tottenham.
Big win for Tottenham. Huge win for Tottenham, I can't lie.
Nice little momentum, like I'm saying, into are you guys playing Tuesday now or Wednesday now? Or are we both playing Wednesday?
Liverpool, we're playing Thursday.
In the Carabao?
We're playing Thursday,
Thursday?
On Thursday.
Bro.
I'm sure that's... I think that's you guys weird. Wednesday.
Trust me.
I'm sure it's a Thursday, right?
What day's the 6th? Keep it going.
I think 6th is the Thursday. But yeah. Thursday. Yeah, so all right, Manu, let's just stick at that end of the table since we're down there. I wanted to make that joke. Let's go to Wolves versus Aston Villa. Aston Villa maybe have a bit of a European hangover here because they lost 2-0 to Wolves.
Yeah,
but it just shows that Wolves have quality players, man, don't they?
Bro, Wolves have good players, man.
Yeah. Good players.
Can't lie, but that Cunha signing a new deal is like,
there's got to be a release clause in there.
That has to be a release clause in this. Someone needs to grab him. Well, Arsenal should grab him. But
in summer, that will get triggered. Watch.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Isak.
That stinks.
Make way, innit?
That stinks of hangover from Aston Villa, man. Obviously, gassed to get through automatically to the latter stages of the Champions League.
Yeah, and if you look at this team as well, like who they got, Martinez, Kamara, Tielemans, it's probably like very similar to the team they played They started against Celtic in midweek. So let me just have a look at that. Yes.
Aston Villa.
Konsa, Kamara, Tillemans, Rogers, Watkins, Bain.
They conceded two goals to Celtic as well. So it wasn't like they hadn't been sloppy in the last game as well. And they didn't take any of their chances. Probably lost a little bit of steam. And let Wolves punish them twice, fam.
Childish though.
Obviously, Wolves scored like quite early. They scored after like
12th minute.
Yeah. Very, very early in the game. Bell guard.
But maybe they're shifting their attention, man. Maybe Emery's doing what he done with you, man. Like, he just jacked in the league and went.
He is a cup guy.
Just went, fuck it, man. I'm just going to go for the Champions League.
I'm trying to get it.
Low key. And now with Villa doing all this business, I'm seeing Asensio, I'm seeing Rashford.
I'm seeing
somebody else. I think low key.
They're going for a champ.
Emery's gonna go going to go into his champ, cup bag. He's going into his cup bag. It's Are they still in the FA Cup?
I think so. Because
you need
to
watch that one as well. I think Emery is going to get in his cup bag with Villa.
It'd be nice if Villa won a cup, though.
Depending on who they get.
To be fair, they're only four.
Depending on who they get, they could make a run still. I'm not going to lie. They could actually make a run.
They're a good team, man.
Obviously, they lost one of their strikers, but hey ho.
What do you think of that? John Duran to Saudi, man. Al Nasser.
How old is he, first of all?
20. Genius stuff.
20, 21, no?
21, bro.
Yeah, come on, man.
He can go there, mash work for like
three years, come back, you're 25. Cash.
Bro,
calm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. End up at like an AC Milan or something, innit?
Bro,
he actually made a good
That's a
choice,
great move.
Bro.
Fam, them and they're South American. You know when you throw the bag at them?
They're
like,
gone,
they're not,
bro.
They're not playing. They're
Look
not
at Oscar.
This, oh, I love England. Oh, and I love this. Oh, I love
them.
You know I love Aston Villa. Aston Villa.
Yeah. No, but he valeted, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't know how true the source is, but I see a source say that he watched Al Nasser when he's growing up.
Oh, yeah, nah. He's
of course he's chatting shit, but you got respect it, don't you?
And that's hilarious. That's true. Yeah, that's hilarious,
though. Were they even a club? Did they even
that's
exist when he was growing
that's
up?
That's when I was growing up. I used to always watch Al Nasser. That's hilarious.
That's class from him, though.
Like, that's great
PR.
That's great.
I got respect it, man.
Yeah.
I got respect it.
South Americans don't look back, bro.
Get the cash, come back. 3-4 years.
What is Kepa saying?
You can still play in
high game. Level.
Do you understand?
But look at Oscar. That guy, you saw the envelope. You said, what? Yeah, you man, long.
Check.
Hold it.
You
safe.
Chelsea, thank you very much.
You got Englishman that ups. Oh, he's just gone for the money.
Yeah. It's disappointing for his career.
Bro, them
21, man.
Them,
do you know what I mean?
Them 1950s values, they don't apply in the game today,
nah,
bro.
For real. I still saw a man say.
These players just want the bread. We're not all from England, bro. We all got that Great Britain and Northern Ireland mentality,
fam. Yeah. I heard one man say, it's just disappointing. Chose no ambition or whatever. But he's 21.
Relax, bro. You think
he's going to be good?
Yeah.
Smiling.
He's going to be fine, bro.
Generation set.
For them, man, they're going to make 100 mil. He's got ambition to feed his
generation set, bro.
And what if he comes? He's going to be, 24, 25 by the end of his deal, bro. Like, he's going
to
come
back.
So
he's still got time to even.
Come back and mash work.
Come back and get on his prime, like.
Exactly, man. Well, what does Skepta say, man? What does he say? Leave yard, complete the mission, get back to yard. Yeah. That's what he said.
But what's the so I know when you go Saudi, you have to, there's a requirement though. You got to stay there for, is it 2 years? You got to stay in your contract?
It's like a tax
thing
or something.
Yeah, I think you got to stay for like 2 years or something like that.
So I think it's because the amount of money you earn out there, I was watching this on a podcast the other day.
Yeah.
I think it's something to do with the amount of money you earn out there. You have to stay there for a full tax year.
Before you can like you, proper.
So you can claim it all or something. I don't know.
That kind of makes sense because the common, bro. You can't be dishing man's 200 M's and then come for 5 months and then bounce.
Yeah.
I hear it though. I actually hear it.
So it's something like if you
2-3 year contract.
Yeah.
Just enjoy some. We say you. Hey.
Would you do it? Would you go Saudi?
Fam, if I was good enough. Yeah.
It depends though.
I'll say
because the living arrangements are a bit. I've heard the living arrangements are a bit techie though. Like the lifestyle.
Yeah.
The culture is obviously very strict, isn't it? So the set.
You got to do everything in your crib.
Wait a minute.
You
gotta have certain fun.
Yeah, gotta have certain fun, but yeah.
But I feel like it depends. If you were like 26 playing for. Okay, if you're 26,
playing for Juve,
and you're playing for, let's put you're playing for
AC.
Villa. No, you're playing for Villa. You're 26, playing for Villa. You're playing for Fulham. You're playing for Palace, and Saudi coming for you. And Al Nasser, they say, 400 bags a week. Three year contract. 400 bags a week will pay for you. You're the best winger in the world. You're the best striker in the world. Whatever, or.
Okay, let's put a new contract or something for like 250.
Let's put
Man City,
Arsenal,
maybe?
City, Liverpool. They coming for you. 170 grand a week, same contract.
170 grand.
Where are you going?
At 26?
26.
It's the Ollie Watkins thing. I go Arsenal.
I can't lie, I'll be so real.
400 grand a
week.
I'll be so real though.
I'm 26 here, and you said I'm what? The best winger in the world?
You're the upcoming winger.
I'm not going to lie.
People are looking at you.
I'm going. Reason being why I go there.
Saudi.
No. I'm going like Liverpool.
Arsenal. Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
Reason being is because.
Go to a heritage club.
Yeah. Like, my PR is going to improve. So that means I'm even going to get more money in terms of like sponsorship and shit like that.
He's cracked it.
Worldwide, I'm going to be known more.
Yeah.
Then I'll be like, okay, right, he done that. He went there. He won champ. That, okay. Yeah. I said, SRD, I'm ready still.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm going.
At 26,
strategy.
I'll do that. Yeah. 21, I'm off.
Yeah, and then I get to play in front of the Cop. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Get a bit more rep in the football world. Yeah, you done it.
When you were camera pants me and bear crying.
Duran's age, I'm gone though. I can't lie.
Fair, man, he loves this club.
I'll link you like in 2-3 years, fam.
Can't pants to you, man.
I might
not
even link you. Bro, 400 bags. I'm there for 7-8 years.
You might not see me again.
I got 2 yards inside.
Bro, I'll be overweight, you know. I actually think I'll be overweight in that league. I'll be overweight. You think I care?
Because you're seeing
Be
eating good.
All right, man. Let's round this podcast off, or this half of the podcast off, or this part of the podcast off quickly with Newcastle. They lost at home 2-1 to Fulham, man.
I was actually happy that Fulham won, you know.
It could be good, but it could be bad, because it could be like, all right, then let's fucking go again in the week, innit?
Isak hasn't scored these nine games in a row. Now he's fired a blank.
It's also true.
Yeah,
that's a big result.
Second guess his confidence. Need that, bro.
Big up Fulham, man, because that's a hard place to go and get a result, man.
Yeah,
big
that's
up
a great result for Fulham. Not gonna
big
lie.
Up the Arsenal Academy, because
the London boys, man.
Yeah, the London boys are doing well over there, man. Awobi, Rowe, Jimenez, his resurgence has been nice, bro.
Come on, man, I've got him in the fantasy. He's cheeky one.
Who's the other striker they got as well? Is it Munoz?
Yeah, he come on.
He's not.
He looks like a road Jew, man, doesn't he?
He looks like he does it, yeah, cartel man.
Yeah, he does. I don't want to say it, but yeah, he does it.
Douglas!
Douglas! Hey, Holmes! Oh, no, nah, too far.
Yeah.
But, all right, sorry, man.
Hola, Levato!
Hey, Holmes! Hey, again, but you remember on you might play San Andres?
Yeah.
Remember the missions where you have to go with Caesar? And he takes you to the hydraulics car. And you got to go
and
to that mission.
And I bought the Mexicans, were saying.
Yeah, you got to buck the Mexicans.
Yeah,
and then,
long day. Long day, man. That's a long day, man.
To gain their trust, you take your sister, I think. You take CJ's sister and you go to that train station. And then you have to go get your car customised and get the hydraulics in the car.
Yeah.
And then it's like a dance with the car. Do the hydraulics thing. You remember that mission?
I actually don't remember that mission.
That mission was so cool.
I just remember having a shootout.
New GTA is loading, bro.
It might be next year, though.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It might be.
You had to get the
hopefully it's this year, but it might be next year.
You had to get the low rider as well. You couldn't get any.
I can't. I think that's a game. A lot of people are gonna buy. You know.
Yeah, San Andreas. Bro, I promise you. Yeah, when I get back PS5, man, content. Yeah, we like COD, FIFA, Harry Potter. Fam, I just want a game, fam.
I don't know about that.
Fam.
You have to deal with it on your own.
Nah, man, I'll sell you the Harry Potter thing.
Swear.
Man, I'll send you the Harry Potter.
Expelliarmus. Nah, come on, man.
Expelliarmus.
I can't be playing games like that, man.
You as hard, right?
So wait, you're playing games where man are saying Expelliarmus. Nah,
come
on, man. I can't take that seriously, bro.
This one, just disposing east to us. Expelliarmus, fam.
Expelliarmus. Nah, I can't take games of that seriously.
I'll play some Madden.
I'll play Madden,
but I'll play it though. I'll play that shit. Do you know what I mean? I'm not mad at that.
It seems too technical.
To learn
though.
Like 3-4 plays.
It seems too technical
every time.
What is Madden hard? Yeah, but hard in like a it's like a hard game. Or is it hard like cold?
Hey, who's that bad? Waka, innit?
Waka.
I'm on offense, fam. I'm a QB, fam.
Slow it down. You're gonna dash it, Bob.
Yeah, fam.
You're dashing it.
Bobby Manuel.
Quarterback, yeah.
Bobby Manuel. 16 yards for.
Can't lie, I'm a wide receiver. Rushes.
Yeah, you are.
I don't even, bro.
You're a running back.
Yeah. What's running back?
Running back, right?
That's like Shannon Sharp in there, man.
Swear.
Travis
Shannon
Kelce
Sharp.
In there, man.
Bro, he'd be like Derrick Henry, bro.
Yeah. Running back, bro.
He's Derrick Henry.
So you know when they do the hike, yeah? Team, I'm going to explain this correctly, yeah?
Yeah.
When they do the hike and they just give it to a man.
And I run.
Run
and
through
say,
it.
Yo,
oh, that's me.
Yeah.
Possibly, but... But the speed though, not as fast as because I know some that men in that position are fast, no?
Yeah,
you gotta be fast and powerful.
Even the big men are fast, you know.
Swear,
even the big men are fast, bro. They all got a little turn of pace, fam.
I don't mind playing tight end, though. That seems cool. It's a bit of a hybrid, right?
Tight end, that's a Travis Kelce thing, fam.
But anyway, we're going off topic. Maybe just trying to avoid speaking about Ipswich because we lost.
Yeah, you lot stink, man. Yeah, Ipswich. You're going down, man. Sorry, Bob.
Load that 20.
Southampton.
Rubbish, isn't it, man? It's
great goal
so
from
cool.
Joe Rebo, and I think he was the only Attu that scored the winner. Yeah. But yeah, man, was that at home as well?
Oh,
that's poor Bob, man.
Southampton, you see Southampton, yeah?
You let Southampton crash, you get 3 points on your patch.
That's childish, man.
I feel like Southampton's got a raw team, though. They've got like raw players, man. Mm. Like, they listen to Joe.
Fernandez is a good player. Yeah, man.
Yeah, Fernandez is a good player. Joe Rebo is a decent player. They've got some decent players, but so do fucking we, bro. Dibbling is a good player.
But so I think I want Liam Delap, you know?
Swear, Arsenal,
you know?
He's a good player, man.
I'm looking at him. I'm thinking, yeah, I like that.
Squad player.
Yeah. Bro, but you might not go forward at the moment. Maybe you could do that.
Nah, bro. Arsenal, bro. That role is too big for him.
Yeah,
you know.
That's
respectfully.
The thing.
That role
is
too big.
Like,
for him.
Cool. Can he do the step up now? Because like, I'm seeing him at Ipswich.
That's the question.
And he's warm. Like the Ipswich are down there 19th, whatever. He's got 10 goals for them. I'm thinking, oh, okay.
I can't lie. Yeah, he's getting nabbed. If they get relegated, he's getting nabbed.
And I'm seeing aspects of his game. I'm seeing like a little bit of finesse in his
game. He's aggressive. Yeah, he's a bit techie.
He's got an eye for a little pass and all that. I'm thinking, all right.
That's a good stat, you know. For a team that's in relegation, your striker's got 10 goals. That is very good stat. I can't lie. That's very good.
Yeah,
but then it's about, can you make that step up to a big team now?
Yeah, he's got to go to a team kind of like in and around Ipswich.
Yeah, he's doing well, man. I can't like, and then maybe make the next
step
up.
Yeah, yeah.
But unfortunately, man, I think I'm with you. I just feel like the thing that's kind of let us down a bit this season, from what I see, is the defense, bro. I just feel like we made too many errors, and the goalkeeper as well. Jeebus Christ, man. And Muric, Jeebus, man. He should have saved the first one. 100% should have saved the first one, and the second one, it's a save, but like. You know, it's like if a goalkeeper watches that, he's going to pick that apart and be like, he should have done XYZ.
Yeah.
And like, he should have done XYZ, man. Like, the way he parried it right in front of him and then.
Or parry it out to the sides.
Away from danger. It's just poor, man. I feel like that's been our Achilles heel. Like, we've played some good. We've been competitive in games. We've made. Like, we haven't really fashioned many chances in the bigger games, but we have fashioned attempts. But we just got a mistake on us, man.
We're not going down.
I'm looking forward.
We'll
to
be back, man. If we do
to that 20 bones.
Trust. What am I gonna do with the score?
I'll transfer
that
to you, man.
Nah, I want out of cash though.
Yeah.
I want cash though.
But all right, man. That is the weekly roundup on the Bench Podcast, man. What an epic one it's been. We're getting really good at this podcast stuff, man. We are good at this, but we shall be back on the other side because Charles. Before we go home. The games master, the quiz master, man, has got some games for us. Make sure you stick with us, guys. Let's go.